Welcome to the BitByte Podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only, and is not financial advice.
You know, it's days like today that remind me of the song, I think it was from Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
The time has come.
No. I was thinking, how do we sleep when our beds are burning?
Yeah.
Is that the time has come?
Yeah. Yep. To say fair is fair. Yeah. I don't know. That song's kind of interesting. It has like a couple of choruses, it feels like. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I know which song you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's that. You're probably right on the. Well, I'm sure you're right on the title. I just know the chorus there. How can we sleep while the beds are burning? Yeah. Interesting times for sure, sir.
Yep, I know. I slept a lot better when gas was a lot cheaper.
You know what? And it was kind of weird. I mean, ever since I moved into the industry that I moved into, I don't like to see gas terribly cheap. Because that bothers me. But at the same time, I mean, it's not a bad thing. That means there's a lot of production, right?
Well, it usually encourages more production.
Yeah.
But not in today's environment.
No, we have something that won't let us.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, we won't name names, but they signed an executive order banning drilling, any future drilling on federal lease lands. And, I don't know, some crazy thing with Russia and Ukraine kicked off the next day. I mean, that couldn't have been any better timed.
Right now, it was perfect. Perfect timing.
Perfect.
That we're going to have the greatest depression. They can't call it the Great Depression. It's going to be the greatest depression.
Well, we don't know if it's going to be the greatest, but it'd definitely be the greater depression.
There you go, greater depression. It's supposed to be 10 times worse than the Great Depression was.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
The sad thing is there's so many different options out there for ways to kind of ramp stuff up. I mean, I know it's not instant, but I mean, you could start doing it. You could start making actions to be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. You know?
Well, I don't know. Well, that's the thing. The money is really made when there's blood on the street.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is really true. Talking Bitcoin prices real quick. We had, I want to say we closed on Friday, or at least the major markets closed on Friday at like 39,640. So everybody's expecting us to at least hold that for the weekend, or we were going to drop back down. And of course we ended up dropping back down. We're currently at, hold on, let me get over to this here. If I can find it. Bitcoin's at 38,624. I think we saw a low today of about 37, but it didn't stay down there very long. It seems like 38 is kind of that support range where it really needs to stay at. So, I mean, as long as we stay in that area, I think we're doing all right. With nothing to go too crazy about, but one of the big things that Peter Schiff was super excited about was that gold broke 2,000 today.
Yeah.
And then it dropped.
Well, that's the first time it's been over 2,000 since what? Like 2009? 2010 maybe?
Let's see. Last time it was... Actually, it got up to... Is that right?
It got up to 2,200, I believe, for a little bit.
And back in... It looks like it almost kissed 2,000 back in July of 2020, but that's not surprising considering how everything rallied back then. And then it looks like back in August 31st of 2011, it got up to almost 2,000. So, I mean, I think I want to say that was probably its newest all-time high. No? The high currently is August 31st, 2011 at 1999.20. And that may be required to get it close to consider it to be an all-time high.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I could have sworn it got up above 2,000. You know, over 10 years ago, but
Well, see,
it was close. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Crazy. Okay, so when I look at it, this chart's just wacky, because when I look at the max, it says the high was 1999 in August 31st, 2011. But if I go to a five-year timeline, it went up to $2,028 in August 7th of 2020.
Yeah.
So that's stupid. Why, if I'm looking at a max timeline, is it saying 1999 is the highest? When if I go to a five-year? Anyways, whatever. That's dumb. I didn't make that chart. Somebody else did. What were you saying? You tell me about your... Was that today that you were talking about it, your drive?
No, that was on... Well, today, I mean, locally, gas is at $4.19 a gallon. And on Thursday, I was driving somebody to the airport in Durango. And gas was in town was like $3.74. And as I went through Aztec, it jumped to $3.89. And I stopped at the last gas station before the state line. And they still had it at $3.74. Dropped that guy off at the airport. Came back. And on my return trip, gas at that station had went up to $3.89. And then this morning, they all jumped up to $4.19. So it's a 30-cent jump from there.
Man.
Today.
Man. Yeah. And when I came back, and I don't remember what it was, but I filled up heading to Albuquerque on Tuesday last week. But I do know when I was coming back on Friday afternoon, it was like $3.89 in Cuba. So that makes sense. I did see some pics from California where gas is already $7 a gallon. Some of it, like the cheapest that I've seen in California right now, I was talking to you about this before we kind of started. It was $4.04. That's like at a casino. And then it looks like the high right now, and I don't know where this is, Gorda. I don't know where Gorda, California is. It's $7.69 a gallon. That is insane.
Well, let's just say I don't plan on visiting there anytime soon.
Yeah, average price right now in California is $5.38.
Wow.
And I mean, obviously, like if anybody out there like knows anything about fuel, that as those prices continue to go up, as gas reserves become tighter and tighter, and the price per barrel just keeps on going higher and higher, everything's going to have to go up with it.
Yep. I mean, everything gets trucked to wherever it goes. So, I mean, the Canadian truckers taught us that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, looking at diesel in California, that's even scarier.
Yeah.
So right now, the cheapest that they have for diesel is $4.21 a gallon. But there is stations in El Rio, California, that are going for $9.99 a gallon.
Gosh.
For diesel.
Gosh. It's crazy.
Nuts.
But, I mean, if... we thought inflation was bad, but, you know, just a few months ago or whatever, a few weeks ago, it's going to get nasty here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And,
well, it's going to have to just to keep up with the energy prices. And then to top it off, you know, the crude forecasters are suggesting that crude, if we cut off Russia or we cut off the Russian barrels to America, because we import a lot right now. I can't remember how many. It's like 30,000 a day from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
In the neighborhood. Don't take me exactly that number. But, I mean, if we cut off, you know, all the supplies from Russia just because of what's been going on with Ukraine. Yeah, $200 barrel and $200 per barrel is definitely not without, you know.
No, it's not. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. Currently, today the close was at $119.40 per barrel, and futures are already trading up to up 1.71% to $121.44. Which again, that's not our highest. Our high was in June 30th of 2008. That was $245.30 a barrel.
Wow. But
we're definitely on pace to get back up there for sure. That's just insane. And that, yeah.
Well, so the question is, if energy prices skyrocket, what's that going to do to all the different markets?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to go up. They have to.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things that are going to go up. Like, I think gold and silver and maybe Bitcoin.
Well, no, no. I guess what I mean by that is your goods, right? Everything, like anything you want to buy from a store is going to have to go up in price in kind.
Yeah.
To match those energy prices.
Yes.
We're seeing a huge sell-off right now in traditional markets. Well, I guess in a lot of the traditional markets. I can't say everything. Because when I was looking at that, because we were looking at the markets earlier. S&P's holding okay. It's not even down 1%. NASDAQ isn't down 1%. What was Dow Jones? Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now that one is down 2.37%, which in the stock market, for those that are in Bitcoin and trade crypto often, 2.37% is nothing.
That's like an hour's worth of movement.
Yeah. But in the traditional markets, like that's pretty major.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts. It hurts.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, it's hard to say how things play out as far as the, you know, Russia and oil and those prices. But if it skyrockets, I think all your traditional markets are going to crash. Actually, I think everything's going to kind of crash for a little bit until, you know, people start putting money towards gold and silver or that type of, you know, old school investment.
Yeah.
And then potentially even Bitcoin, you know, that could see a serious rally afterwards. I'm just kind of curious to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I mean, with, you know, if I was Ukrainian and I was trying to escape Ukraine, or even if I was Russian, I think I would want to definitely have my money in crypto myself. I mean, for those in Ukraine, crypto, no problem. Like if I had the choice between gold or Bitcoin, Bitcoin. I can't transfer all that gold with me. And if I try to cross the border with it, that ain't happening.
No. No, you're not making it across the border with you.
No, not with all that. I mean, you're going to have to give some of it up. That's if they let you keep any of it, right?
Yeah. You'd be lucky if you get like a couple of gold flakes at the end.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, I'd rather keep my Bitcoin in my head. I mean, and that's one of the things. I mean, as long as internet's still working and we still have power in some way, some capacity, Bitcoin in that instance is a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of an interesting point. I mean, who knows what happens if intercontinental ballistic missiles get launched. You know, the grid everywhere is going down.
Yeah. No, and if that happens anyways, I mean, your gold is pretty much damn near worthless too. You'd rather have lead at that point.
Yeah. It's all lead.
All lead if you survive, and I don't know if I'd want to live in that world myself, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I want to survive on long pig.
Man. I don't know. Like, it, you know, it's sad to think about, but... If nuclear event happens like that and it really does get that bad, everybody's like, oh yeah, I could make it. I'm like, do you want to live in that world?
I don't think so.
Like, I mean, you're going to have people eating their children. You're going to have all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah. No, it'll be awful.
Yeah. At least for a while. I mean, given there's going to be a time, maybe a year, maybe two, where things start to kind of, or you'll have little communities that are kind of trying to come back to normal, but.
No, it's going to basically be like a Stephen King universe, you know?
Oh yeah. And I mean, and that's the thing is like, you will have camps that are like communities, but then they'll have like a dictator in place, right? You'll have some tyrant that's running the show.
Some warlord.
Yep. He's banging everybody's wife in the commune and he turned all the guys into eunuchs. He's got him running around just hoeing the fields.
Well, that's what he's doing to the hose. I mean,
yeah, it's terrifying times for sure. It's unlike anything obviously we've ever seen before. I mean, I guess it's just back to back stuff. Not that this is uncommon. I mean, we've seen countries get invaded all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of different when you see it happening in real time on social media.
Yeah, and then granted, there was such a domino Uber effect.
Well, I was going to say there's tons of propaganda, so it's kind of hard to parse what's really happening, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest problem. Like, I don't know what to trust or who to trust on this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't trust anything. The only thing I can say is, you know, I have a lot of sympathy for Ukraine, but when I see, like, the New York Times and all the establishment media and all of Hollywood and all this other crap going, we support Ukraine, it's like, I don't know, call me just jaded, but I pause and I just reflect, is this support should be going?
What are we missing? Like, what's going on here that we're not seeing?
Exactly.
In Bitcoin news that we were supposed to talk about 2 weeks ago, I believe at this point, but because of other news that came up, Biden is supposed to sign. Did I say that right? Biden is supposed to sign his crypto executive order this week.
So have you seen more rumors on that?
I haven't. Everything is just saying that it's going to executive order is supposed to be outlining this week's government plans for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. The order will task U.S. federal agencies with examining potential regulatory changes as well as national security and economic impacts of the market. The plan is expected to involve Treasury Department, State Department, and Commerce Department, among others.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I think the price of Bitcoin is going to go down quite a bit.
It depends on how it comes out. Like, and it
depends
more likely,
on how draconian.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably going to go down initially no matter what. I think unless it comes out and they're just like, we're putting it on the Federal Reserve balance sheet. You know, if it comes out like that, that's a different story. But if it comes out and you have to kind of parse through what is he actually saying, I think the initial reaction is probably going to be like we'll say a 10% drop. That's my feeling, right? Because Bitcoin always reacts so hardcore to everything news-wise.
Yeah.
It's so
weird. Well, it's very flaky and emotional.
It is. And you know what's funny is there's a lot of, what are they called? The whales, right? That are sitting right now on the sidelines that have a lot of stable coins right now. They're like bulked up with them, which tells me they're waiting for a drop. Right?
They probably are.
If you keep those stable coins just sitting on the sidelines and it's not off the exchanges or anything else, you've just got them sitting there. You're waiting for that market to tank, and then you're going to buy. So it may be a relatively quick wick down. It may be one of those 10% things where we drop 10%, recover, or we could even drop 15%, recover 6 or 7%, you know, and then we start to come back up at around 34,000 or something like that. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, I mean, we're all speculating because, you know, it's still just March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but if I had to guess what the Bitcoin regulation that they're going to try and shove through this, it's going to be a lot closer to Canada's than it is going to be to some type of situation where they put Bitcoin on the Fed's balance sheet.
Yeah. No, I mean, that would be super bullish if they put it on the balance sheet. I don't see that happening. However, yeah. Mexico's talked about more than likely this year they're going to make it legal tender in Mexico. So that may be the next country that falls in line after El Salvador.
Yep. Still knocking down the third world countries one at a time.
You know, that's okay with me.
No, I mean, it's just one at a time. Those are the people who have nothing to lose and the most to gain by adopting it. So,
yep. The whims of the dollar affect Mexico, like those other countries, so harshly, like the inflation, like as bad as it hurts us. Like, I mean, this obviously what's happening with the oil prices, that's going to hurt us significantly. But when, I mean, your day to day is affected so badly, like, I mean, we've been inconvenienced so far. Let's be honest. I mean, yeah, prices have gone up a lot. And maybe I'm just speaking from a place where I'm like, I'm doing better than when I was, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. However,
yeah.
I mean, it's still, well, and we'll see what the oil prices do, but
No, you have the right perspective. I mean, if a country like Mexico, they're trading in dollars, it's because their currency is crap. Mm-hmm. And they've seen some serious turmoil. And they've escaped the dollar to escape that turmoil. And then now they're getting it again from the U.S. dollar. So,
yep. Yeah. Yeah. Starting to see the same thing.
And their version of poverty is a whole lot different than ours. So when prices start going up for things, it really hurts them.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly my point right now in America is that we're fine by comparison. But these developing countries and these, you know, emerging marketplaces, it's not a good time for them.
No, they're getting crushed.
Yep. But we'll have to see. We're definitely going to have to get together and do a podcast as soon as this executive order goes through.
Absolutely.
Have to see what they say. Did you have anything else you wanted to add on this tonight?
No, I think that's enough. It's just a whole bunch of things in the air. We're going to see how the chips land, so we'll call them when they land.
Yeah, indeed. All right, brother. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys are enjoying listening to our podcasts. You can follow us at the BitByte Pod 1 on Twitter. And you can always email us at contact@thebitbytepodcast.com. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you.